Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of working with one of my favorite things in the whole wide world, cilantro, brings us to my cilantro pepper vinaigrette. Now, what's cool about this vinaigrette, let's get it straight real quick so you all know where I'm coming from. This is not just a vinaigrette that you would put on some greens. This is a vinaigrette you could put on chicken. You could put on fish. You could even put this on steak. And it has a really, really great flavor. But guess what? You can also just put this on a salad if that's what you want to do. I promise, this is one of those vinaigrettes you're never going to forget. We're cooking up a storm here at Quail Park Cypress in beautiful Visalia, California. So without further ado, let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is I'm going to take a medium bowl, a mixing bowl. I'm going to add 3 cups of Arbasana olive oil to that. I'm going to add 1/4 cup of champagne vinegar. Now, it's very, very important that everybody understands champagne vinegar does not really have champagne in it. It's a sweeter kind of a vinegar, almost like a fuse between apple and red wine vinegar. So it has a very, very good flavor to it. 1/2 cup of sugar is going to go in here. Now, this could change because we have different people who like those sweet vinaigrettes. If you like sweet, 1/2 cup at a time, that's it. I wouldn't even exceed over 1 cup. I only did 1/2 cup because you never know what you're going to serve this with. We're going to put 2 tablespoons of diced jalapeno, 1/2 cup of diced roasted red peppers, and you could roast the red peppers over an open fire, that's okay. 1/2 cup of shallots, 1 tablespoon of chopped garlic. Now, very, very important, what you're going to do, this is the easy way of doing it. You're going to take the oil, you're going to take the champagne vinegar and the sugar, and you're going to go ahead and you're going to put that in your bowl and you're going to blend that. And I like just using my immersion blender. You'll hear me using my immersion blender all the time. Why do I do that? Because it's my favorite tool in the whole wide world to work with. It makes my life a lot easier. Once we blend that all together, then we will add in the 2 tablespoons of diced jalapeno. We'll also add in the 1/2 cup of diced roasted red peppers, the 1/2 cup of shallots, and the 1 tablespoon of chopped garlic. Now, if you're like, I don't want something too hot, that's understandable. But what I'm going to go ahead and tell you you're going to do is this. Very, very simply, I want you to take the diced jalapeno and remove the rib, which is the white membrane inside of the jalapeno. It's not the seeds that are hot, it's the membrane. And last but definitely not least, the star goes into the dish, and we are going to add in our cilantro. And I like to have that diced nice and fine because cilantro tastes best when it's fine, stem and all. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.